top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, June 1st, 2023. I am your presenter for this involvement in the headlines. UWP Salibia constituency caretaker candidate and Kalinago warrior Annette Sanford condemns officials who are trying to deny citizens an opportunity for electoral reform, describing their actions as shameful.
Big Station.
A World Health Organization recent report indicates that non-communicable diseases, or NCDs, are responsible for approximately 75% of all annual deaths. And UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk Tuesday requested that Uganda's judiciary reconsider an anti-LGBTQ bill that breaches human rights laws as US President Joe Biden threatened aid sanctions. Details coming up next.
Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
UWP Salibia constituency caretaker candidate and Kalinago warrior Annette Sanford believes the evolution of the electoral process is a continuous undertaking. However, she lamented that the individuals responsible for governing the nation are withholding electoral reform from the people of Dominica, which is disgraceful. And it stated that the establishment of a fully developed democracy in the nation requires regular assessments and updates.
The process of reforming of election is by design an ongoing exercise. And it is very shameful that we are here today under these circumstances, where the people who are supposed to administer the affairs of our country are refusing to give us electoral reform. The maturity of our democracy demands regular audits and regular reform. Election is a process where the public chooses the representative to conduct the affairs of the state. It is a public choice. The avenue by which the public makes its choice should be free and it should be fair. The Westminster system in Dominica allows for the choice between political parties. These parties put forward a candidate and their policies as well as their program, and the people to choose. A mature democracy allows for free information on matters of political parties and their candidates. Any attempt to circumvent the people from open and free access to party policies, it means it's fraudulent and it's wrong.
According to Sanford, the regulations and measures implemented by the current administration lack fairness and freedom, which diminishes the democratic rights of the people and promotes an authoritarian governance style.
The existing regulations and action of this regime imposed upon us by this government is not free and it is not fair. It denigrates our democracy and introduces authoritarian rule. Any leader and any organization that by real means of fraud look to dominate a system of public choice is evil. And I say they are of the devil. God the Redeemer, those of us who are Christians know that He gives every one of us the freedom of agency. We have the right to choose. So if ever there's a leader who wants to dominate fully, he is not of God. And therefore, you cannot be a Christian and encourage corruption, lies, deceit. There's no way you can lead a church and encourage any leader to pursue lies and deceit on the people and cause their suffering.
And that was United Workers Party Salibia constituency caretaker candidate Annette Sanford. Q95's Global View on Q show host Sheridan Gregoire opines that Dominicans must overcome any fear-based mindset and speak out for the interest of their nation. He says the country has to eradicate the long-standing culture of fear and the voiceless majority must rise up and advocate for themselves and their interest. He is of the view that the silent majority desires what is decent and right for their country. He emphasizes that they must put aside any and all fears and stand for what they truly want.
think it's about time that Dominicans disabuse themselves of this culture of fear, which they have clothed themselves these days. All of a sudden, it never used to be like that before. All of a sudden, people are afraid to speak. If you don't support the same party as them, they're afraid for people to see them talking to you. I'm not so sure what is going on. And if people decide, Dominicans by and large, a very silent majority who really want what is decent for the country, what is right for the country, what is right for the ordinary Dominican man, if they really want that, they have to put aside that fear and decide to stand for what they really want.
He explained that no one is going to give Dominicans what they want, therefore it is up to them to stand up for what they believe in and defend their nation's interest. Dominicans will only see the change they want to see if they set aside their concerns and speak out. The time has come for Dominicans to seize control of their destiny and head to the better tomorrow for present and upcoming generations. Gregoire says it is crucial to use your constitutional rights and do so wisely and safely.
Because nobody's going to just give it to you. So to explain to the people what their rights are under the Constitution, that if you gather in numbers and you assemble and you speak and you make demands, nobody can fault you for that under the law. Once you're not breaking things and doing all kind of things, nobody can fault you for that. So if you decide you're going to attend a rally to demand electoral reform, you're within your constitutional rights to do so.
And that was host of Q95's Global View on Q, Sheridan Gregoire. During the tree planting and dedication ceremony held in tribute to the late Dr. Violet Coffey, president of the Committee pour Edit Creole, Raymond Lawrence, delivered a speech earlier today at the UWI Dominica Open Campus. Mr. Lawrence stated that the occasion serves to promote the fostering of multiple facets of societal growth, among which includes the expectation of residents within Dominica to incorporate tree planting practices as a means of enhancing environmental sustainability. Various efforts are being undertaken, as Mr. Lawrence exposed, to earnestly embed such ideals within the local population.
Through this event this morning, we are striking chords, I think, in the following areas. Firstly, we are encouraging persons in Dominica and further afield to plant trees and to enhance our environment in Dominica. During Hurricane Maria, as you all know and as has been mentioned, we lost thousands of trees in Dominica. Of replanting tree programs to replace all of our lost trees. And I remember as chairman of the Independence Committee, right after the following year after Hurricane Maria, I introduced a National Tree Planting Day with the help of the Forestry Division and schools and so on. So I think we need the cooperation and collaboration of the Forestry Division, schools, the public at large, as we encourage everyone to plant trees and throughout Dominica and to help restore trees that we lost and help enhance our environment and our beautiful nature island.
Lawrence went on to say that the activity, moreover, pays tribute and honor the memory of someone who was exceptionally energetic around Dominica's Creole culture and its future, and the individual goes by the name of the late Dr. Violet Coffey.
Secondly, today's event, I think, pays tribute and honors the memory of someone who was very passionate about our Creole culture and its future, and this person is the late Dr. Violet Coffey, who had a vision for Dominica as a center for excellence for the preservation and celebration of the Creole culture through language, the arts, and its indigenous Kalinago, with assistance obtained from the University of Bedfordshire in the United Kingdom, and also with funding from the Arts and Humanities Research Council in the United Kingdom. Dr. Violet Coffey was able to collaborate with the UWI Open Campus, the Committee pour Edit Creole Kek, and help organize a symposium to look at the further development of our Creole culture in general. So a tree was planted right here at UWE, the One Hotel, to help honor the memory of the late Dr. Cuffey, and a special plaque will be unveiled today in honor of her memory.
Committee Puedit Kweyel CAC President Raymond Lawrence, the lead instructor of the basic fishing training course for the Ministry of Agriculture, Norman Norris, commended the Ministry of Agriculture for successfully implementing a classroom-style program designed to educate and elevate fishermen, allowing them to feel valued and empowered upon completion of the certificate course, thereby enhancing their blue economic prowess.
We have succeeded in getting fishermen out, right from by the bay, into a classroom environment where they can learn. They can feel important, they can feel special, they can feel when they have a certificate, they can present that to their children. When the children say, "Daddy, look my GC, look my CXC," you can tell them, "Look my DFTC." You know, that will create, feel proud and glad. That will create some balance, because you don't want them to think that they have the edge over you at all. Because this is what pays their bills. This is what sends them to school. This is what put food on the table. Fishing. And there is no reason why you have to feel guilty or feel bad about that. You know? It's not illegal. You're doing something legal. You're doing something proud and glad. And that paying the bills. So you have to be able to tell that to them. And it's an honorable profession. You know? I have gone to many schools that said, when you ask the kids, what does your parents do? You know, they're not comfortable in saying, well, my father is a fisherman. Or my father is a fisher, you know? They're uncomfortable saying that. But if they're working somewhere else, then they're happy and glad to say that. So you all have to get your children to understand, you pay the bills, you taking care of business, you taking care of your home and family. They have to be proud and glad, you know? Many parents don't encourage their children to go into that. That was them.
Lead instructor of the basic fisherman's training course, Norman Norris. Meanwhile, Tosca Augustine Paul, a participant of the basic fisherman's training course, conveyed her gratitude for her inclusion in the program. Furthermore, she emphasized that women should strive to augment their understanding and applications of skills in the male-dominated fields, such as the fishing sector.
So fisheries and training and so forth and capacity building has always been leadership. When I started fisheries myself, Jordan as well, we were trained. You know, we had to go to all kinds of training. 3 months in Trinidad, a few months in Japan, a few months in Iceland.
And we do apologize for not bringing you this audio clip by Tosca Augustine Paul, participant of the Basic Fisherman's Training Course. Head of UWE Open Campus Dominica, Dr. Kimon Joseph, said an institution of higher education, UWI, is committed to research and innovation, and as one of the world's top 1.5% educational institutions, the UWI is dedicated to providing opportunities for Dominican people to reach their full potential for quality training opportunities in areas which cannot be achieved without collaboration with nature.
As an institution of higher education, UWI is of course committed to research and innovation. As a member of the world's top 1.5%, we have dedicated ourselves to providing opportunities for our people to reach their full potential by providing quality training opportunities. Yet, we know that this cannot be achieved if we do not work in harmony with nature. Caribbean people have always had a connection with the land and the water around us. And we know that our natural environments hold the key to solving many of the global problems that we have. And so, we thank the Division of Forestry, Wildlife and Parks, who has joined us in this initiative. We know that the division, through its beautification program and its tree planting initiatives, has been working with several institutions. For us at UWI Open Campus, we take pride in being one of the most beautiful green spaces in Roseau, apart from the Botanic Gardens. Yes, I'm touching our own one. One of the most beautiful green spaces in Roseau.
Dr. Joseph emphasized that the UWI has made a commitment to support the Division of Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division in their efforts towards preserving the environment and maintaining the island's natural beauty.
We promise the Division of Forestry, Wildlife and Parks that we will continue to do our part in preserving the environment and in keeping our island beautiful. Roseau Primary School's Early Childhood Development Center will be planting with us as well today. Within the last few years, we have revamped our early childhood care and development program, and we offer educators and child providers the opportunity to receive training within that field. We continue to maintain that early childhood education is the root of the entire education system. What happens to a child at this early stage and the quality of educational experiences that they have at this time is crucial for the experience that they will have in primary, secondary, and tertiary education. Thus, we continue to affirm that early childhood educators need to be properly trained. Roseau Primary School's invitation to join us in the tree planting ceremony today is symbolic of our belief in the value of early childhood education and our commitment to ensuring that we continue to provide these opportunities for training and support.
And that was head of the University of the West Indies Open Campus Dominica, Dr. Kimon Joseph. The Caribbean Public Health Agency says tobacco use remains of major public health concern in the region, while also warning that there is no safe level of exposure to tobacco smoke. CARPA says cigarette smoking is the number one risk factor for lung cancer. Using other tobacco products such as cigars or pipes also increases the risk of this disease. Additionally, secondhand smoke exposure causes stroke, lung cancer, and coronary heart disease in adults and acute respiratory infections and severe asthma in children. In her World No Tobacco Day message on Wednesday, CARPA's executive director, Dr. Joyce St. John, said preventing tobacco product use among youth is critical. She said health authorities must work to prevent future generations from seeing the use of the products as normal. This year's World No Tobacco Day focuses on growing food, not tobacco. CARPA says the campaign advocates for ending tobacco cultivation and switching to more sustainable crops that improve food security and nutrition. United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine is demanding that the DLP government forthwith take to Parliament a package of measures that will strengthen Dominica's existing electoral laws. This legislation, he says, must include provisions for a clean voters list, voter ID cards, and clearly establish the parameters for those who are entitled to vote in future elections based on residency and deal with the issue of campaign finance limits, campaign period reporting, and accountability. He was speaking virtually at the historic electoral reform rally in Roseau last night.
We cannot, as a people, continue to operate the way that we've operated in the past, where an opposition is mercilessly bit down because the government can use the resources of the state. We have seen enough of flawed elections. We have seen enough of sham elections. And because of this, and by our presence here today, we are calling on this government to do the right and honorable thing.
United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine. In other news, according to a recent report released by the World Health Organization, NCDs are responsible for approximately 75% of all annual fatalities. According to Tedros Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the WHO, the recent release of the World Health Statistics report, which encompasses data up to 2022, conveys a grave revelation of the menace posed by NCDs. These maladies not only exact an immense toll on individuals, their livelihoods, healthcare systems, communities, and economies, but also persistently undermine a myriad of societal sectors. It was observed that the report advocates for a significant augmentation in the allocation of resources for health and healthcare networks in order to achieve progress towards the attainment of the SDGs. In spite of the strides made in global health, the WHO has reported a marked rise in the incidence of NCDs. Should this trend persist, chronic ailments include cardiovascular diseases, cancer, diabetes, and respiratory illnesses, will constitute the leading cause of approximately 86% of the 90 million annual deaths by 2050, indicating a significant and worrying escalation of 90% compared to figures from 2019. And as U.S. President Joe Biden threatened aid cuts and other sanctions, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the government would consider imposing visa restrictions on Ugandan officials. Uganda on Tuesday condemned the Western response to the East African nation's new anti-LGBTQ law, which is regarded as one of the harshest in the world.
United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said on Tuesday that Uganda's anti-LGBTQ law appears to violate the Constitution.
It's devastating that this law was signed by the president, and I hope that the judiciary is going to look into it. And I can tell you, if they look at human rights law, their own constitution, they will find it in violation of it.
The proposal signed into law by President Yoweri Museveni is considered one of the harshest in the world and carries the death penalty for what the law calls aggravated homosexuality. Turk did not elaborate on which aspect of the Constitution had been violated. A UN spokesperson later said there was a whole range of violations, including the rights to life, equality, and non-discrimination. Uganda's government rejects the criticism and says it's adhering to the Constitution. Uganda's information minister told Reuters, quote, "We do not consider homosexuality as a constitutional right. It is just a sexual deviation which we do not promote as Ugandans and Africans." Activists in Uganda on Monday filed a complaint against the new law at the Constitutional Court. It's not yet clear if the court will take up the case. Turk also criticized so-called religious groups for stoking the government to pass the legislation.
They want to use the machinery of the state to impose their views, which is utterly unacceptable. Because at the same time, they also ask, when it comes to their own religious freedoms, that the state does not get involved. So there's a contradiction in terms.
Turk also said that each and every aspect of the law would be examined by UN human rights experts.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. UWP Salibia constituency caretaker candidate and Kalinago warrior Annette Sanford condemns officials who are trying to deny citizens an opportunity for electoral reform, describing their actions as shameful. A World Health Organization recent report indicates that NCDs are responsible for approximately 75% of all annual deaths. And UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk Tuesday requested that Uganda's judiciary reconsider an anti-LGBTQ bill that breaches human rights laws, as US President Joe Biden threatened aid sanctions.
Only on Q.
I have been your presenter, Phyllis Nfarman.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where